I'm Paul Qualia, the Director of APAC Assistance. It's Wednesday, the 2nd of January. I'm doing a quick roundup of East Asia Pacific region's major issues. Firstly, the Singapore and Malaysia land and maritime dispute continues. Quite frankly, it's a bit of absurd posturing. It's something that can go nowhere. Should it ever elevate to conflict, Singapore cannot possibly have the people to hold ground in Malaysia, nor the air resources to have any influence on Malaysia other than a short-term deterrent. And Malaysia has the people, but not the wealth. So it's inevitable after this, let's pretend we're superpower posturing ends, that things will settle down. South Korea. There are demonstrations in the streets. These economic-based, fundamentally the current sitting government's attempting to reduce work time weeks to achieve employability, but it's actually had the opposite effect. In North Korea, the North Korea posturing has commenced again, trying to tweak issues emotionally to allow self-gain for North Korea. So America's position will be that they need to make a move to turn off this North Korean posturing, or accept that North Korea are going to start conducting nuclear tests again. The emotion and the instability of North Korea is inevitable, that unless you give them candy, they will scream. In Thailand, obviously coming up to the elections in May, election process that is controlled by the system itself, there is a chance that instability can return. Additionally, over the holiday period, over a three-day holiday, there were 300 deaths on the roads. In another tragedy in Thailand, a son-in-law that was not feeling welcomed shot dead six of his family members, including his own two small children. In PNG, posturing also continues as the Prime Minister attempts to gain more popularity for more self-gain in the post-APEC era, where both Australia, China and America gave resources and candy to PNG for no real avail. Cambodia continues to be a democracy in name only. Economically, it's becoming more and more under the control of China, and that can be physically felt when you're in Phnom Penh. In Phnom Penh and Cambodia in general, the Chinese influence in terms of investment and people working both legally and illegally cannot be avoided. Vietnam is powering on with the simplicity of its political system, and its economy continues to power on in the 6-7% region. In Indonesia, in Yogyakarta, an anti-terror policeman has been found dead. Also, as we lead up to the elections in May, we can expect escalation of minor political rallies in Jakarta. There's been much talk given to whether Ahok will enter politics again, and if you wish to engage us to see our writings on that, it would be wise. In East Indonesia, the Eastern Indonesian Mujahideen shot at police that were carrying a headless corpse that they also believe was executed by the East Indonesian Mujahideen. The early warning tsunami system is also a hot topic. Jokowi is attempting to get political gain by promising to build a tsunami early warning system, which is a very interesting concept given the tens of thousands of kilometres an archipelago with 17,000 islands has. More interesting given that the world donated a early warning tsunami system in the post-2004 Aceh tsunami time. That system was not maintained. The system had parts sold for value by thieves. Subsequently, we've seen the system fail in Lombok and Sulawesi in Palu earlier this year, and very recently in the Anak Krakatau tsunamis. Now Indonesia will install their own, so though they still have no capability to police it, so we will see how that farcical situation turns out. In Japan, a Tokyo multiple murder by a car ramming was conducted in the New Year celebrations. So in ASEAN and the East Asia Pacific, quite an interesting kickoff to the new year. Thank you.